Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. These four elements that we refer to, that we speak about, water, air, soil, fire, these are elements that, you know, bring about a lot of vitality as far as our lives are concerned. And it's pretty much everything that the earth rotates around. I don't need to go into details about these four elements, but, you know, they are important things that we are able to look into, especially as far as the Islamic symbolism is concerned. And we understand that the first and foremost that the Quran speaks about frequently is water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everything alive comes about from water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيْ, as the Quran says. لَيْسَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ, one hadith says, لَيْسَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ حَقٌ فِي سِوَى هَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ, and one of them is وَالْمَاءِ. So that emphasis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also a hadith give on water, even when it comes to the rights, that water is a shared right of all Muslims. Muslims are partners in three things, and one of them is water. If you remember, we said that the best form of living and the happiest kind of life is a life that has fresh and clean water. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says there are three things that all people need: al-amn, safety, security, wal-adl, justice, wal-khisb, and also fertility, in the sense of fertile land. That the reason why this particular hadith is mentioned here is because Sheikh Jawadi Amuli is discussing these points all together: water, air, and fertile land. I can't waste oxygen. Land, also, I need to make sure that I take care of it, and its benefit is going to be come back to me. But with water, we realize that we really are wasting a lot of water. We don't really value water. That's why there is such an emphasis on the value of water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, al-wudu, I'm talking about wasting here. Al-wudu'u muddun, wal-ghuslu sa'un. Wudu should be done with no more than 3/4 of a liter of water, which means pretty much one cup. And ghusl should not be done with anything more than a jug of water. Anything more than that, that isn't calculated for a certain reason, is of course going to be seen as wasting. وَسَيَأْتِ أَقْوَامٌ بَعْدِي, and there will come people after me who will not observe this, will not observe this sunnah of making sure that we honor and respect water. We use the least amount of water possible. Using of water and remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it for our benefit, for us to benefit from wisely, and also having fertile land right there at our doorstep, will of course mean that we won't need anything else. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, مَنْ وَجَدَ مَاءً وَتُرَابًا, whoever has access to water and has access to soil, has access to land, ثُمَّ افْتَقَرْ, and
They are poor. They become poor, or they're still poor. فَأَبْعَدُهُ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance that person. What else do you want? You've got water, you've got land, you've got fertile land. Plant something. Use the blessings that are right there at the tip of your fingers.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Then there's the whole issue of keeping water clean, preserving water, honoring water, respecting water. We need that because we need the clean water in order for us to stay tahir. تَنَظَّفُوا بِالْمَاءِ اسْتَنْجُوا بِالْمَاءِ صُبُّوا عَلَى الْمَحْمُومِ بِالْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. You know, even for medicinal usage, water is going to be used not only for cleanliness, not only for istinja, not only for wudu and ghusl, but also for many other purposes. Even when this topic, it brings about the discussion of ma'u zamzam, that the ma'u zamzam is even a cure for many illnesses and will increase you in your knowledge. And the best kind of drink is water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Sayyidul ashriba fi dunya wal akhirah al-ma, the master of drinks in dunya and also in akhirah is water. That's why when you remember the dua when you are drinking water, you will value that water even more. Remembering that verse that we mentioned in the previous segment, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِنْذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that you will be questioned about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Remembering not to keep the water polluted, never to allow water to become polluted, to always remember that we should never obstruct people from the usage of water. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has said. Man'u al-ma, which is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, of course, that will be someone who stops or doesn't allow someone to have access to water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at their faces. Then there's the whole issue, the whole topic of ihya'ul ard, that a person has a piece of land or finds a piece of land and revives it and brings it to life by planting things, by cultivating, respecting nature with what it is that we're doing. Using it in a good way, but filling it with pesticides, with chemicals so much that fertile land will no longer be able to be used after 10 years or after 20 years. And you are watering the plants And all of those chemicals are going down into the sewage or into the lake or into the ocean, or you're destroying something. Yes, probably in the immediate time that you and I are in, we might be able to use it and benefit from it, but we won't be able to give it in the best way to the next generation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.